Hello, world, and thank you for tuning in to Everything EHC.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast show are solely those of Everything EHC's guests and hosts. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of the San Francisco Lighthouse for the Blind, Enchanted Hills Camp, or Maceo.net. Thank you for listening, and please enjoy the show.
And now here is a guy who often talks to himself in a Hank Hill voice. Your host, Maceo.
All right, here we are in the podcast tent. It's the afternoon of the fourth day of the youth session. I have a lovely lady in here, one of our campers, ready to go for a podcast. Tell us, what is your name, how old are you, and how long have you been coming to camp?
This is my first time at camp. I am 11, and my name is Reenie.
Reenie, where are you from?
Anderson, California.
Nice, nice. And this is your first time at camp, you said, yeah?
Yeah.
What's your favorite daytime Enchanted Hills camp activity?
I would say pool.
You like the pool, huh?
Yep.
You just came from there, didn't you?
Yep, I am very aquatic.
Nice, nice. Have you had any fun at the nighttime activities?
Man Jam was the best.
The Man Jam was the best, yeah?
Yeah.
Did you have fun at the talent show last night?
I don't know.
You don't know? You sang beautiful.
Thank you.
You did great. Do you want to tell everybody what you sang?
I sang Blown Away by Carrie Underwood.
Super good.
And I guess I did kind of have fun at the talent show. It's just I don't really know. Sitting, watching, and being loud, kind of not my thing.
Okay. Well, that's an honest answer. I like that. Okay. So do you have a favorite Enchanted Hills camp meal that you've had so far?
Probably my second breakfast. My first breakfast of the camp with pancakes and syrup and eggs and what else did I have? And fruit.
Nice, nice, nice. Okay, so let's move on. Are you having fun? Do you like this camp?
Yeah, I think so.
You think so? Yeah? Are you going to make it through the next couple days?
Yeah,
definitely. Yeah? Have you been staying down in the cabin?
I've been staying down in Bungalow 4, otherwise known as Bungalow Forest Robbing Cats.
Nice. And have you made any new friends?
Yes, I've made a couple.
Nice. That's excellent.
Yep.
Nice. Okay, so now I'm going to move on to some getting to know you questions. It's just the curtain blowing.
yeah.
Okay, outside of camp, we're going to ask you some questions now, okay? If you're going to take me out to dinner, your choice, where are you going to take me to eat? Where do you like to go eat food?
There's a couple restaurants I would choose.
Oh, tell me. Let me hear them.
I would choose mostly fast food stuff.
Oh, that's my next question. What's your favorite fast foods?
All right. Anyway, I would choose stuff like McDonald's, Popeyes, maybe a bit of Larry's Chicken. And then there's, of course, Applebee's, In-N-Out Burger. But my favorite restaurant, I have to remember the name. It's a sit-down restaurant, not Applebee's.
Red Robin.
Yes, Red Robin. Thank you, Maceo.
I can read minds.
Yes, you can.
You like Red Robin? You want to know something crazy about Red Robin?
What?
You should probably tell your mom this.
What?
If you just sign up for their membership, if you just sign up with your email, you get a free burger in your breakfast month, in your birthday month, not your breakfast month.
Breakfast month.
You get a free burger in your birthday month. Turns out my wife and I were born in the same month, so we go for a free meal at Red Robin every August. How awesome is that, right?
Yeah, but my birthday month's already passed.
Oh, so. Well, we'll have to remember to get it for the next birthday. We'll get you a free Red Robin burger.
Cool.
Okay, so.
But I think Mom's already signed up.
Oh, well, there you go. See?
I don't know, though.
You might be. Okay, so here we go. How about this? What is your favorite chocolate candy?
Chocolate candy. Probably Hershey's.
Okay. What's your favorite chewy candy?
Sugar Babies.
Have you ever had sushi?
No.
Have you ever had Indian cuisine?
Oh, wait a minute. I have had it.
You have had sushi?
Yeah.
Did you like it?
No.
Okay, good answer. Have you ever tried Indian food?
Defined Indian food.
Like curry. Do you know what curry is?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So you like curry?
Yep.
Okay. Have you ever had Chinese food?
Yes.
Yeah, you like Chinese food?
Yeah.
Okay, there you go.
I especially like their hard, crunchy noodles.
Oh, yeah. I like sweet and sour chicken. Okay. What's your favorite soda pop?
I don't have one.
Good call. So if you're not drinking soda, what are you drinking?
Water.
Water. You're staying hydrated?
Yes.
Are you wearing your sunscreen?
No, I don't usually wear it.
Okay, that's cool. That's all right.
Like I said earlier, I am very aquatic.
Got you. I am very bald, so I have to wear sunscreen. Do you have a favorite television show? Favorite movie?
Well, I think I have a couple. But my favorite actually, I don't really have a favorite television, but I do have some great YouTube videos.
Oh, you're a YouTuber, huh?
Well, I don't make videos.
Yeah,
I
but
watch
you watch
them.
You watch them. Yeah.
I don't have the equipment to make videos yet.
Right. But you will someday, and you'll want to do that, I'm sure, right?
Oh, wait a minute. Maceo, can I ask you a question?
Yeah, of course.
How much would it cost for recording software like OBS?
That's a good question. Sometimes you don't even need to buy recording equipment. Sometimes the recording equipment is on your phone or your device and you don't even know it. Did you know that an iPhone has a completely accessible program called GarageBand?
Cool.
That you can record and do all kinds of stuff with. And it's the same with iMovie.
That's nice.
Then Android, they have their own stuff that they do. But
well, unfortunately, the videos I would make would be on PC.
You'd have to do some Windows stuff. Well, they make cheap cameras now, and the stuff is all accessible. And, you know, if that's something that you have an interest in, I would just keep learning as much as you can about technology. It seems like you like that, right?
Uh-huh, but Maceo.
What kind of videos do you want to make?
Movies? Probably stuff like Sims videos or stuff like that, or just me making up stories and maybe just telling...
Being creative, yeah.
Being creative.
Nice.
Can I give you a sample of a story?
Yeah. Is it long or is it short?
It's short.
Okay.
I'm just giving you a small.
Okay.
Piece.
Perfect. Let's give me a small piece of a story.
Okay. So once upon a time, on a planet far, far away, there was an alien race. But there was this thing. The whole planet was completely water. There is no land, not even one square inch island. So the aliens had fins like fish, and they could breathe underwater to adapt. You know, right?
Sure, yeah.
And they had a civilization. But one day, their queen announced that they were going to take over the planet Earth after they had sent so many squadrons down. But there was this thing. They had created alien technology to disguise their fishiness and make them appear mostly human and to limit their abilities because they could do things like read minds. And basically, they were kind of like mermaids cross robots kind of thing. Like, they did have a siren song, too. I'm taking many supernaturals and combining them into these aliens, basically. And that line was not part of the story.
Perfect.
So, Yeah, that's cool.
That's very cool. That you're a good storyteller. Mm-hmm, you have a good imagination.
And honestly, I think I would use a camera and kind of just make pictures and use movie magic to kind of have me narrating everything that's going on. And
developing your ideas into images, yeah?
Yeah, and kind of turning it into kind of a movie, except the narrator isn't just going to be in the beginning. She's going to be in the whole time.
Nice.
Like, it's going to be a storyteller, and as you're turning the page, you have images. And guess what? It would be good for blind people, too, because all my stories would be audible. So they could listen to all of them.
That is amazing. You have covered so much information just in your storytelling and the way that you're thinking about your creativity, because you're adapting it so everybody can be involved, right?
Uh-huh.
Just like EHC, right?
Uh-huh. And yeah. Guess what? I would post words up so that if anyone was deaf, they could read the story instead.
Oh my goodness, that's a great idea. You're just gonna get it all in there. That's super cool.
Mm-hmm.
Look at you thinking of all this stuff. Do you have a favorite song?
Yeah.
You want to sing a little bit of it for me? Can you sing it?
I've got to remember it.
Okay. If you don't want to, you don't have to. I was just asking if you wanted to.
Oh, wait a minute. I remember it.
Okay, go ahead.
I actually have this song memorized.
Okay, sing a couple lines. Just a couple lines.
I actually sang it at the talent show.
Oh, yeah. Give us a couple lines. Give us what it was like.
Dread lightning cracks across the skies. Those storm clouds gathering arise. Her daddy was a mean old mister. Mama was an angel in the ground. The weatherman caught her twisted. She prayed, blow it down. I just sang the first verse.
Perfect. That was beautiful. Yay, Rennie. Awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Are you having fun podcasting?
Yes, I am.
And this is your first time at camp and first time podcasting, right?
Yep.
You're super good at it. You're a pro.
I hope we have a lot more to cover.
Oh, well, your time's almost up, actually. You want a couple more questions before we're done?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do a couple more questions.
Sounds good.
Okay, how about what's your favorite sound?
My favorite sound? I think it's the sound of my Sims completing their lifetime wish.
There you go. Those are great sounds. I love video game sounds, too.
Me, too.
I love it. That's awesome. Okay, what's your favorite number?
My favorite number is 7.
What's your favorite animal?
Animal. Between the bald eagle or the gray wolf.
Oh, nice. Good answers. That's good. If you could take your mom anywhere in the world right now and you guys could go anywhere, all expenses paid, your choice, where are you going to go?
I would probably go to the most advanced quantum physics lab in the world.
Excellent answer. You want to check it out, don't you?
Yeah.
You think mom would be bored?
Probably.
Mom said Hawaii. You should answer Hawaii. Just say, I'm going to take mom to Hawaii.
Mom, if it was mom's choice, she would go to Hawaii.
Oh, yeah, but it's not her choice. It's your choice. So where are we going?
Quantum physics lab.
You got it, kid. That's what we're doing. Okay. Are you into superheroes? Do you have a favorite superhero? You don't have to. I'm just asking. Just finding out about, you know, what's going on.
Well, I've watched a bit of superheroes.
But not really your thing?
Not really my most thing, but okay. I have watched a series.
Okay.
And out of all of them, I think Batman's my favorite.
Nice. Do you like Star Wars? Do you like sci-fi stuff like that? Star Trek or stuff?
I like science fiction,
yeah.
But I'd rather manipulate it in my own way.
Excellent.
Think you can tell about that from the alien race thing.
Yes.
I think with my first stories, I would probably cross science fiction with supernatural to make what I've got.
That's a fusion of movie making. I like it so much. Do you like to play card games or board games?
Yes.
What do you like to play?
I like to play stuff like Risk. Risk is kind of a sci-fi thing.
Who's playing Risk with you?
My sister. She's into Doctor Who. I've watched a bit of Doctor Who, actually. It's kind of a fun show.
It's kind of a fun show.
Except for the dogs. The dogs are just... Yeah.
Oh, my goodness, Rennie. You are you're quite a personality here. Quite a lot of information going on in this podcast that's making me very happy. Are you happy?
I'm happy.
Okay. Well, if you're happy and I'm happy, then we're doing something right, aren't we?
Hey, guess what, Maceo?
Yes.
At the ending of the story, the Earth is going to be completely taken over by aliens.
That's what's going to happen?
Yep.
And they're all going to take off their cloaking devices, and we're going to know that they're fish-like creatures from another planet?
Yeah, but basically what's... How the story's going to work is they're going to disguise themselves, and they're going to abduct human males, and then they're going to impregnate them with their
probes. Whoa, it's going crazy now. And now we are going supernatural.
And then they'll put the man down, and then they'll adopt the women and put them on their own planet where they'll probably drown.
Whoa, this is getting crazy sci-fi. So this is like dark science fiction, right? Yeah?
Yeah, kind of.
And okay,
then the men
it.
Will eventually die with age in 40 or 50 years, and then aliens will rule the Earth.
Do you have a name for these aliens? Should we come up with a name for them? Or are you just going to figure that out later?
Do you know water in Latin? Like, no, not water. Do you know... do you know aquatic death in Latin?
We could find that out.
Mm-hmm.
Those are good words. We'll look that up.
Aquatic death, because
okay.
They're basically going to kill the women and then...
Yeah, I get how your brain connects the dots very well. I do the same thing with music. I come up with a small idea, and it transfers into bigger ideas, right?
Yeah, nice.
Yeah, excellent. I got one more question for you, Rennie. It's going to be a hard question. Are you ready for that?
Yeah.
You can take as long as you need to think about it to answer it, but
okay.
I want you to give a think about it. It's a hard question. Are you ready?
Yeah.
What do you want all sighted people to know?
I want them to know that we can be independent and we can do anything.
Excellent, excellent, excellent. Very, very nice. That's exactly it. Like, that's why we're here at Enchanted Hills Camp, right?
Yeah, but I feel like most sighted people try to limit us and try to make it seem like we're the ones who need the limits, but we don't.
That's exactly it. You got it. You got a very good grasp, understanding of what's going on out there, Rennie. So you're having a good first year. I hope you have a great rest of your session.
Mm-hmm.
And enjoy yourself. Have lots of fun.
And I think my first story about the aquatic death race is I think I'm going to have it in chapters, like in episodes. And I think it's going to be a lot like The Matrix.
Okay, so that's what we'll be watching out for, okay?
Okay.
All right, all of our listeners will be watching out for that sci-fi supernatural thriller from Rennie, all right? All right.
Okay.
Okay, so thank you very much for joining us. Thank you for being here.
You're welcome.
Uh-huh. And you are great. Continue to be great, all right?
I will.
Did you know Enchanted Hills Camp loves you?
Yeah.
Yeah. EHC is what? The place to be?
Yep.
Yep. Okay.
EHC is the place to be.
Perfect. This is Maceo on Everything EHC Summer Fun Podcast right from the campus of Enchanted Hills Camp. Thank you for listening. We got more on the way.
And by the way,
Maceo. Oh, more?
Just a little bit.
Okay, just a little bit
more.
Did
you know that thriller only came up when I had the headphones and the microphone came on, and that was...
It just all happened?
Yep, it just all happened at once.
There you go. Ladies and gentlemen, inspiration happening right here at Everything EHC. Thank you very much, Rennie. I hope you have a good time, okay?
I will.
Okay, and we'll see you next year.
And watch out for aquatic death.
Coming,
and watch out for the aliens.
Coming
they can't
soon.
Read your mind.
Coming soon to a theater near you. This is Maceo, over and out, Everything EHC. We did it. Thank you,
yeah!
Rennie. Yay! So this is a follow-up to Rennie's podcast here. We found out what we were looking for, the information we were looking for, and she wanted the Latin words for what?
Aquatic death.
And what are they?
Aquatilium mortem.
Very cool. That is the title that you will be looking for in the future. Say it one more time.
Aquatilium mortem. That is the race that's going to take over the planet and kill all the women in the world.
Oh, my. Sounds like a pretty crazy story to me. Make sure and check it out. You're here to hear first on Everything EHC. Thank you.
Bye.